I'm here with Mary Lee, a programming writer in Visual Studio User Education. How's it going, Mary?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. So tell me a little bit about what you do here at Microsoft.
I'm a programming writer for the Visual Studio teams that develop tools for Office development, SharePoint development, and deployment technologies such as ClickOnce and Windows Installer.
So you wrote the topic called Walkthrough, Deploying Multiple Office Solutions in a Single ClickOnce Installer. What can customers expect to learn when they complete this walkthrough?
Customers can learn how to deploy multiple Office solutions all at once. For example, if you have a Word document solution that controls text in Word documents, and an Outlook add-in that controls how to manage attachments, then you can deploy both of them at once. And this makes things easier for both the IT administrator, who only has to update one update location, and the end user, who only has to install it once. This walkthrough shows you how to change the application manifest to load both of these solutions, the Word document solution and the Outlook add-in. And also, you have to change the manifest and then re-sign them so you can prove that, yes, I really meant to make these changes, and no, they weren't changed by a attacker or something.
So is this a new feature available in Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1?
Yes, this feature is available in Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1, and it's implemented in the VSTL Runtime version 4.
So can you walk us through some of the code presented in the topic?
Sure. I'll show you in this sample. So this solution has three projects in it. One is the installer project that will install the other two projects, and then we have the Excel workbook and the Outlook add-in. So when you publish these to the local directory, you publish them the same way that you would with a normal ClickOnce installation, but then afterwards you open up the application manifest for the main installer project and make a couple changes to them. For example, you have to change the application manifest to load both the Outlook add-in assembly and the Excel workbook assembly. And this is the XML code that you copy from the other application manifests. And then you change the application manifest to load both of the Outlook add-in and Excel workbook projects. And then you also change the customizations node to load both of those add-ins as well. Once you change the application manifest to have these new additions, you have to re-sign the manifest to show that this was done by the right person or developer or IT administrator instead of an attacker. So once you change the application manifest, you have to update it and re-sign the manifest with Mage, which is the manifest generation and editing tool. So this, for normal ClickOnce application, you can use Mage itself to make the changes. But because this tool doesn't know about the VSTO elements in our application manifest, you have to do the changes manually. But you can still use the tool to re-sign the manifest, and that's what I'll show you now. So we're going to open up our Visual Studio 2010 command prompt, and I've changed to the directory that has all of our published files. What you want to do is use the Mage tool to re-sign the Contoso installer manifest, application manifest, and this is the contosoinstaller.dll.manifest file. And I'm using the certificate generated by Visual Studio because it's just a test deployment. If you were to use this in an enterprise application, you would want to use your certificate from a certificate authority. Then it'll say that it was successfully signed. And then I'm going to go up two directories and re-sign the deployment manifest. And this is to show that since we've updated the application manifest, it now has a new timestamp and hash so that when the deployment manifest looks for this new application manifest, it looks for the correct version and the correct hash. So this way I have to update the Contoso installer VSTO file, and I'm going to point this to the application manifest in the application files directory. and then use the certificate that's also in that directory. The same certificate. Once that's done, I can just close it up. It'll install my customization. And I'll say that it was successfully installed.
Excellent.
So now when I go into the application, the control panel, and show you the list of features, programs that are installed, it'll only say Contoso Installer instead of having one entry for the Excel workbook and one entry for the Outlook add-in. You just have one, and it'll install it once and update it once as well.
Excellent. Thanks.